Good morning, Broadway, brothers and sisters and friends. I trust that the last few days have seen you well and doing those things that we discussed the last couple of weeks, or maintaining those four corners of your total health. And let's look at it again, your physical health, doing something active, if it's no more than working in your garden, walking around the block, or doing some things, going out to the beach, doing some things for physical exertion where you can, again, work toward dealing with the four areas we discussed in terms of your overall mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and emotional health. As far as your spiritual health, we want you to continue to read the scriptures, study those things that you find exciting to you or satisfy some degree of curiosity in scripture, to not only skim through verses of scripture, but anything you don't understand or anything you want a deeper meaning to go into scripture and use some of the additional materials to learn better the things that you feel as though you need more practice with or more information with. And of course, I'm always available. Give me a call anytime you find anything that you may need a bit of clarification, or just to give something that you think we may know, because if I don't know it, what I will do is guide you to the source. The other one is for your mental health. And we talked 2 weeks ago about having a session with you and friends or family and just sit down and talk about all the good things in your life. Talk about the many blessings God has bestowed upon you. Talk about the different areas of your life that God has controlled for you and for your benefit. And share that with someone else. It gives them an opportunity to share the things that they need to share also in terms of their mental health. And of course, the spiritual aspect. Read your scripture, look at those things that call for some degree of curiosity, or something you learned many years ago in Bible study, many years ago in sermons preached, or something new to look at in terms of God doing his work on others. And just to keep yourself as mentally active as possible, spiritually active as possible, and emotional. Remember, emotions are about attachments. And make sure that you attach yourself to someone in the interest of carrying on a conversation, or listen to others so that you can have that emotional contact. It's extremely important that we emotionally contact others and make a connection with others. God made us to be able to communicate with one another and be an ever-present help to one another. And we want to fulfill that because those are some of the things that keep us healthy. Today, what I'd like to do is to look at some quotes on faith that will be helpful in adding to your faith. And the first quote on faith that will be helpful in adding to your faith, because one of the things we want you to be ever strong spiritually in your spirit life and the knowledge, your knowledge base, so that you can better understand how to relieve yourself of tension in the absence of being able to come together as a group. So we want to look at some quotes on faith that will be helpful to adding in to your faith. Romans 12:3 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." And God has assigned a measure of faith to all of us. And we are to look at that to see the space we need to grow in our closeness and knowledge of God. And all of us can do that, because none of us will ever know all there is that God has in mind for us or what he's written. So constantly be on the learning curve. Learn as much as you can, as often as you can. Communicate with the Lord as often as you can. John 8:24 says, I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. The idea is to know that we want to be sin-free as soon as possible and as long as possible. Be sin-free, and when we do sin, because all have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God, when we do sin, we are to amend for that sin. And by doing that, we go to the Lord in prayer, humbly go to the Lord in prayer and ask for forgiveness, forgiveness for the sins. And all have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. So there are no exceptions. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. And understanding the reverence for God and understanding that God himself is in control at all times. Mark 9:23 says, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. All things are possible for one who believes. Because God is there, an ever-present helper. Matthew 21:21-22, and Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And that brings us to our lesson today on faith. Life-changing ways to keep faith over fear. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The human propensity to fear, other than in healthy reverence to God's character, is used by the enemy to distract us from the full life in Christ, which we're called to live. Remember, we're called to live a full life in Christ. Faith is a powerful muscle, but it must be developed in tandem to our relationship with Christ. Faith must be develop in tandem or together in our relationship with Christ. Through his Holy Spirit living in us, we have the power to throw off fears that attempt to trip us up, badger us, harass us, and become a distraction for our dedication to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the very time we should go to Christ, we begin to question God himself. Faith shields us from unhealthy fear. Fear stands at the doorway of our destinies and dares us to step inside. Right, Sharon James, for your daily prayer. It bullies us into believing that if we step across the threshold, we will fail. That's doubt. Or worse yet, God will fail us. That's doubt. Faith creates a barrier through which we can astutely filter fear, align it with God's truth, and lay it at his feet. Developing faith that conquers fear takes daily discipline, constant prayer, knowledge of who God is, and recognize who he says we are. Now, here are 5 ways to keep faith over fear. In fearful situations, when everything says that you should be fearful and wither, here are 5 ways to keep the faith over that fear. Number 1, define the proper source of confidence for faith. Research faith and be able to define within yourself the proper source of confidence for faith. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we're confident in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our confidence comes from God. 2 Corinthians 2, 3 through 5. This verse answers a question a few chapters earlier in Paul's letter referring to the two tracks of human life on earth. We're either following Christ and being saved or running through on our own and perishing. Those are the two choices. We follow Christ and be saved, or run through life on our own and perish. If we aren't willing to do the work of developing our faith, we will get caught in fear's undertow. And an undertow pulls things into the ocean, the sea, or any depth. The undertow pulls it in and drowns. God has not given us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reminds us, but the power of love and of a sound mind. The power of love and a sound mind. See, sometimes we can become very cynical and doubt the power of love over hate. As a result, many times we go out of our minds. And when we've lost our minds and lost all composure, then we could become an open target for the evil one. Human beings are born with two fears, fear of falling and fear of loud noises. If you notice a baby, those are the two major fears, and they stay with us for a lifetime, fear of falling and fear of loud noises, writes Dan Johnson for Homeward Devotions. Fear is inborn. So daily life in Christ requires replacing old fears with new fears. As long as we live, there will be something to be fearful of if we choose to be fearful. But it becomes a matter of choice. It confronts everyone, fearful situations. But how we deal with that situation is dependent on who we are and who we see our relationship with the Lord. Confident faith is rooted in the quiet moments with God and in pursuit of our Savior. Fear of God propels our confidence by who he says we are. Fear of man is based on what the world says we should be. Fear of God means nothing less than caring more about what God thinks than what people think. Now, to further quote Mr. Johnson, being like Christ means transcending our biology and living as children of a great God, moving beyond our physical and mental and emotional self and being like Christ, living as children of our great God. Number two would be develop the strength to endure fear. You see, fear is a common element of all humans. There's a degree of fear, because the first law of nature is self-preservation. And we understand that self-preservation being the first law of nature. But in that self-preservation, we as Christians should always be mindful that we have God on our side. And God knows best. God will protect, or God will see you through many situations. And once you've come through that situation, he will be there to hold your hand, to take you further on. Consider him who endureth such opposition for sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart, Hebrews 12 and 3. Fear is a common thread of humanity, and our reaction to it exposes the condition of our faith. How we respond to fear exposes the condition of our faith. If our faith is strong, no matter what the situation may be, we will always find a way to move closer to the Lord and move through that situation. A long-distance runner must accumulate stamina and strength. And this life that we live is like a long-distance run. A long-distance runner will have stamina and strength. So must we as we go through life. Long distance runners must persistently train themselves to know and live God's truth. It allows us to swap fear for peace, just as the runner pushes through impossible amounts of pain to go the full distance. And we strengthen ourselves. Our fears can often strengthen us, just as it can break us. And it's dependent upon our faith in God and our belief that God loves us. And whatever we go through that knowing that God is still in charge. Everyone has fears. The preacher Rick Warren says in Daily Hope, your problem isn't that you're afraid, it's what you do with the fear that really matters. Jesus selflessly walked through immense pain to get to the cross. When we're training, that's the attitude we must adopt. We walk through immense pain to get to the cross. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Sometimes we look back years later and trace his hand in our steps. But just like a runner doesn't feel fit after the first month of running, through the aches and the pains of that first month, we're getting stronger with each faithful stride. As we continue to deal with fearful situations, we begin to develop resilience to fear in many and all situations. Pray for perspective here, the number three item. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. Psalm 146, 7 and 8. Our view of God is limited on this earth. As we develop our faith, we begin to see glimpses of life through his eternal perspective. His perspective is eternal. He is just. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose help is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. God will provide, Psalm 146, 5 through 7. God is in sovereign control, even on the earth as it unravels. When we're tempted to fear all we fail to understand, faith keeps us from coming completely unglued. It's our faith that protects us. It's our faith that will not allow us to falter. Reality tells us so much of what we spend our time worrying about never happens. Living under the weight of the what ifs is a hard place to dwell. It's a hard place to live. It robs you of the joy of the Lord. It robs you of the many blessings God has bestowed upon you when we're constantly contemplating what can go wrong and will go wrong when we worry. The right relationship produces bravery and faith. Right relationship with the Lord himself. A transparent relationship with God is a powerful weapon over fear. You see, if our relationship is strong with God, it presents to us a reservoir of power to bring us through and not succumb to fear and the evil one. Things we wouldn't cry out to a soul on this earth, we can freely bring to the presence of the Lord. He hears us and is close to the brokenhearted. There is no such thing as a fearless Christian, writes John Bloom. One of the telltale signs that he's answered my prayers is that I'm forced to face numerous situations and decisions that excite fear, the kind of fear that makes one want to withdraw from the bold words and deeds of love in Christ Jesus that these situations and decisions require. The paraphrase of 1 Corinthians 1 through 9 ensures. Count on this. God is faithful, and in his faithfulness called you out into an intimate relationship with his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus was extremely transparent with his friends on earth. He washed their feet, explained everything the Father told him to. Jesus wept with his friends. He prayed with intimately with and for them, healed them, forgave them, and ultimately died for them and for us. Jesus calls us friends. He lives in us. Let us so often be, we don't let him in. We honor our fears over our God, even when we consider their strength to be more than the one that conquered death. We can become so enamored with fear and frozen with fear, we forget to pray. We become so focused on the things that causes us disturbance in the heart, disturbance in the mind, and disturbance in the body, that we forget to pray, to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, to seek God's help in getting through situations. There is no fear in love, 1 John 4:18 assures us, but perfect love drives out fear. Let me repeat that. Perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Our Father put us in communities to support and encourage each other. Fear and worry can consume you if you're not careful, wrote Brian Duncan, and it's important for Christians to surround themselves with a solid support system. It is extremely important to not attempt to go it alone, to surround yourself with a support system, your brothers and sisters in Christ, your family, your friends, your neighbors, to be open to them, and in most instances, they will be open to you. The idea is to let your Christian light shine so brightly that those who come in contact with you will be drawn to that light. See, if we're gloomy all the time, gloomy and fearful, no one wants to be drawn to gloom and fear. But if we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to shine through us to others, like a magnet, they will come to us. Galatians 6:2 advises, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Lean into the community and trust God has placed people in proximity as extensions of his love. God will always place people to be an extension of his love, to be an ever-present helper for us. Should we reach out to people, embrace others, be concerned about others, do for others, and when our time comes, and it truly will come, when we need someone to be there for us and with us, they will be there. We cultivate those relationships to strengthen not only ourselves, but to strengthen other people. Clearly define self-care and faith. The next item we want to look at. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Temple being a place where the Holy Spirit resides, who is in you, whom you have received from God. You're not your own. You were bought at a price. And remember the price that was paid. Anytime you start to feel sorry for yourself or you start to feel as though you're alone, you were purchased. As a Christian, you were purchased by a price, a supreme price. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Be there to serve the Lord. Be there to serve all humankind. We cannot live life to the fullest if we're running on empty. God built Sabbath into our lives. Sabbath being worship. And it's important to honor it. We are wise to take healthy steps to reach the full potential God has purposed us for. But neglecting our physical steps does not decrease his love for us. Modern medical research has proved that worry can actually break down your resistance to disease. Excessive worry can shorten your life. Let me back up and give that again. Excessive worry can shorten your life. Modern medical research has proved that worry can actually break down your resistance to disease. So it becomes a matter of your personal health so that you'll be able to help and serve others. Self-care, including guarding God's truth, is our top priority. Knowing our focus drives the overall direction of our faith. Paul says physical training is of some value. It's good to want to care for our bodies, but the fear of man turns a healthy self-care into an obsession with our shape, our color, our size. God should be the only part of our routine we can't live without. And as we continue with this message on faith and fear, faith is listening and trusting beyond what we can see and make sense of. Many times our faith are in things that we can't see, but we have trust in. Scripture says God shields the righteous and to cast our anxieties on him because he cares for us. Faith over fear is choosing him every day and every time something threatens to steal our attention. Let me repeat that. Faith over fear is choosing him, God, every day. And every time something threatens to steal our attention, focus on the Lord. Kevin DeYoung wrote of Jesus, when it came to living a life in obedience to God, he knew better than to rely on the opinions of men. The source of all community on this earth is God. But be cautious not to put any other relationship above him. God should be supreme in our lives as our constant companion, as our advisor, to supply all that we need. Faith is a decision to focus on what he says is true instead of wondering over time the what-ifs in life. Christ never promised us an easy life, but he did promise we wouldn't walk through anything alone. Faith holds us on for our dear life when the pain is inexplainable, unfair, and seemingly never ending. It is faith holds on for our dear lives. This concludes our message for today, but let's go to our Lord in prayer. Precious Lord, we humbly approach your throne of grace. We ask, Heavenly Father, that our faith not fail us. We ask, Heavenly Father, that we grow stronger as situations become more dire. We ask that we grow stronger, and we know that you will be our constant companion if we reach out to you. We pray, Heavenly Father, we have the wisdom to reach out to you, to lay things at your footsteps, things that we cannot handle, things that we are lost in terms of answers. We bring it to you, Heavenly Father, in the full knowledge that you love us. And because of your love for us, you will do what is necessary for us to prevail. We pray, Heavenly Father, that our faith not fail us, that we continue to trust in you. Bring those things to you, Heavenly Father, which are in your realm of responsibility for us. And pray, Heavenly Father, to be free of concerns that will cause us, Heavenly Father, to break down and lose our faith in you. For you are our life preserver. You are our life preserver in an open ocean. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we are able to cling to you because we know you will cling to us. In Jesus' name, amen.